communities in northern Wisconsin realize they're burning through $225,000 pretty quickly. They're supposed to use the money to start formulating agreements if the proposed iron ore mine in the Pinoki Hills moves from proposed to permitted. Gogebic Taconite, or GTEC, wants to dig out a tipped stash of iron ore in Iron and Ashland counties. As part of the planning process, the company has paid $75,000 so far to help foster agreements with four communities. Those are the two counties, along with the town of Anderson and the town of Morse. Each would use their findings to negotiate agreements with GTEC. Jeff Earhart heads Morse's Mining Impact Committee. He wonders if a busy rail line serving a mine would compromise emergency vehicles.
The city of Mellon, they currently provide the town of Morse with emergency medical services. They're talking about sending two 100-car trains through Mellon a day. That effectively would cut off half of the town from emergency medical services. Are we going to have to set up a fire ambulance system on both sides of the track, so to speak? What impact is the mine going to have on our local roads, and who's responsible for paying and keeping them fixed?
Earhart says the townspeople also worry about property values.
Right now, I can look at the northeastern sky and see a beautiful sky. Gogebic Taconite goes in, I'm going to see it all lit up, and I'm going to listen to grinding 24 hours a day.
The town has already invested thousands of dollars sampling its water.
We've hired to do water monitoring for us for the last 3 years. This would be the fourth year coming up to develop that baseline data so that we can tell if a mine does open here, that we can tell if there's any impact to the waters.
Earhart not only chairs Morse's committee, he chairs a regional impact committee that pulls representatives from all four municipalities.
Each of the municipalities has their own agenda. We're trying to coordinate these things, and under state law, we're supposed to negotiate any items to avoid duplications. That's one of the things that is charged to the joint committee.
They're concerned that there won't be enough money for them to explore the potential impact of a mine. The state has capped the amount of money GTEC must plunk down for local studies at $225,000. Mike Sari says Iron County has already spent tens of thousands of dollars in legal and administrative fees to formulate mining ordinances. He's county clerk.
And we're going to spend $100,000. I mean, there is no doubt.
Yeah, but you're going to gobble up all the money in one shot.
Well, Sari's words are cut off by Pete Russo. He represents Ashland County.
But I mean, how can anybody really judge exactly what they're going to spend on experts that they want to hire? You don't know.
But it does bring up a good point. With limited funds,
Dave Steins urges the four jurisdictions to plan jointly.
You really need to be working together as much as possible to ensure that you're smart about how much you're spending.
Steins is executive secretary of the Investment and Local Impact Board. It was dormant until Governor Walker reactivated it a couple of months ago. The board sent Steins north to gauge the range of local concerns. The board's job is then to decide how much money communities will receive for expenses related to mining.
And I would heavily advise to put these concerns in writing, your words, saying, these are our issues. We are putting this first when we need to do this before we can even sit down. And, you know, we can tell them what you just said, but we prefer you to tell them.
Buffeted by an occasional grilling, Steins tells the regional representatives that his board is committed to distributing funds fairly. Charlie Ortman says he fears the process is moving too fast. He ran and was elected to the Ashland County Board a couple of years ago when the mining debate started sizzling.
There is no analysis of the implications of mining anywhere for us to make any decisions on of whether this is a good idea or not. They jump past that to go, you know, they seem to be talking about a local agreement now.
Yet Ortman says a regional planning body has offered to help.
The Northwest Regional Planning Commission has been trying to get folks in Iron and Ashland County and the affected municipalities, Town of Morse, Town of Anderson, to have a study. They've offered a price range from 50 to $250,000.
Several local officials say they think Ortman's suggestion is a good one, but they hold little hope that the State Investment and Local Impact Board will help offset the expense of a costly regional impact study. As for now, the board has only vague plans to meet again before the end of the year. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.